This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off everything, my vehicle, my apartment, furniture, and everything. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Actually, I lost everything. I guess my whole building is, I lost everything. There's a whole building completely submerged in water, and there's still elderly people, so we're about to go get the rest of the people out there.
There are several people on their roofs and wading through the water. There are many people back there still. The boats keep going. Thank God there's people here. They're volunteering to help us.
It's a nightmare in Houston. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America. Tonight, we have to talk about this throughout the show. It's shocking. It's devastation. And it's people on the brink of losing their lives at every moment so far. More than 5,000 people, they estimate, have been rescued. We're talking about people whose homes were disappearing before their eyes, cracking and crunching, and they were on the roof for help, trying to get somebody to help them. The rising water and the fallen structures is unbelievable. The worst they've seen, they say, in Texas in a very, very long time. And the questions abound about why didn't Houston evacuate. Emergency services are swamped with unprecedented flooding and calls from people who are desperate. The state of Texas asking for volunteers to help rescue people in Houston. Here's what the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, had to say today.
If you look at where the rain is falling, a lot of it also is falling in more rural areas where there's still a whole lot of population that we are involved in trying to protect and save. So this is a really massive effort responding to a very massive storm.
Yeah, massive effort and a massive amount of people stranded. They say 911 was overwrought with calls, 56,000 calls at a time, and they could not get to, they could not get to those calls. 56,000 in 15 hours. You know what a typical day is? 8,000. Let me give you the numbers, because we talk about numbers on this show. And thanks to some other reporters, I've seen this all over the place. I've been scribbling numbers, got some from the state myself. But 62 counties under Texas's version of a disaster declaration, which is incredible. Power outages, as you can imagine, because power lines went down. 316,000 power outages. Wow. How much rain dumped so far? They say 11 trillion gallons of water. So the big problem of Harvey and the devastation, which is incredible with all the downed power lines and the roads that are impassable. One of the big problems, of course, is that so many people stayed behind when there was a call for a lot of rain in Houston. A lot of weather people were predicting that, saying that the storm, it was going to get stuck over Houston and it was going to circle back around. I mean, this is the flood of a lifetime. I just was in Houston a few months ago. I was in a brand new hotel, the Marriott there. I could look out my window and I could see Minute Maid Park. All of the parks on the other side that I looked at, underwater. It's just trees buried in water and some tall buildings sticking out. I can't even believe it. I can't believe what I'm looking at. And the people who are trapped don't have a lot of options because they can't hit the highways. And if that's not bad, of course, the airport situation, you're not flying out of the Houston area with the amount of water that's been dumped. They say rainfall could reach 50 inches. In Dallas, a stone's throw away, actually, from where I am broadcasting in our satellite facility. The convention center has become a mega shelter because it was one of the big places where people could come once they were stuck and were trying to get away. So that's exactly what's happened. That here's, if people can get out, or they did get out and they're looking for some place to go, the convention center has become the place. They're going to accommodate 5,000 people by Tuesday morning. They're going to try to take as many evacuees as possible. Then there's the Salvation Army. There's the children's hospitals. There's a bunch of volunteers who are working to do, you know, whatever they can. You got about 740,000 people who live in the hurricane watch area. You heard the governor say some of them are rural areas, but they're populated. So think about how much shelter you would need. And they certainly don't have that kind of shelter space in Houston. So, you know, at the top, you can donate to help the people of Harvey. You can text Harvey to 90999 and make a $10 donation to the Red Cross. The Salvation Army is also accepting donations. They're looking for clothing and supplies. I know in Dallas that's what a lot of us will be working on because they're going to need that for all the people that come up to the Dallas area, especially those that will be at the convention center. The SPCA of Texas, they expect 300 cats and dogs will also be moved up to the Dallas area. So this Dallas has become the place to go from Houston, which is over 5 hours away, but it's the best probably spot that can accommodate a lot of the people who find themselves displaced. And the stories are absolutely, they abound. The amount of people who were trapped and feel fortunate that they were rescued. And FEMA is saying, in fact, the FEMA, the chief is saying that it's going to take years to recover from this for the people in the Houston area. I mean, Houston is just under siege. Is it worse than Katrina? Is it worse than Sandy? The people who went through Sandy know what it's like. The people who went through Katrina, same thing, but it's the deadliest hurricane in U.S. history that hit the U.S. was in the 1900s, was in 1900 exactly, in Galveston. It was a Category 4. And so that's the thing. What happened with the storms when they hit? And so this hurricane, you look at Andrew, you look at Camille, you look at some of the other hurricanes, Superstorm Sandy, as I said, my family was in that. And some others that have been terrible, some of the terrible flooding. But this certainly ranks up there because you have strong winds and the remnants of Hurricane Harvey that are just inundating Houston and all those coastal communities. That's just absolutely terrible. I have relatives in and around Houston and friends, and so far, knock on wood, they're dry, but looking at options because of how much rain is supposed to stick around. Right now in the forecast, the discussion is rain would in some form last through Friday. Can you imagine how much rain is that? Wow. There's a re-strengthening, they say, that's happening with this storm. We're going to talk about that on the flip side and talk to somebody who does a sports show in Houston and what he's seeing through Harvey. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round.
Joining us now is Mike Meltzer. If you're in Houston, you got to check him out on 610 Radio Sports Radio down there. Great station, actually. I know that I have heard Mike when I've been there speaking. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Kate, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm better than you, my friend, because I see what's happening down there. Well, so first, you're okay, right? I mean, how's your home? How's your situation?
I'm okay. I even feel guilty in a way. Like, it's, I don't know if survivor's guilt is the right phrase in this circumstance, but I'm actually okay. Luckily enough, my company put me in a hotel because I was working Friday in the morning, Saturday doing a Houston Texans pregame show, and working this morning and tomorrow morning as well. So I'm actually okay. I'm in a section of Houston which is called Greenway Plaza. It's probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles west of downtown. It's been raining here, but it's kind of elevated. And so other than, like, some the street flooding, like, being able – I basically am within walking distance from work. So I'm okay, but I feel kind of guilty in saying that because obviously a lot of people here are not okay right now.
Boy, no kidding. What's the worst of it? It's just that it's been all this rain coming down, and no one's immune, right? It doesn't matter, rich, poor, wherever. It seems like every
yeah. –
I've seen Friendswood. I've seen big houses, small place. Everybody's hit by this.
I would say the biggest thing, Kate, if people have not been to the city of Houston, it's the fourth largest city in the country, and it's a city that doesn't deal that well with rain. It's on the bayou. I mean, one of the nicknames of Houston is the Bayou City, and the bayous flood very easily. I remember this was kind of a one-shot deal 2.5 years ago. I was in Toyota Center for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals between the Rockets and Warriors, and there were big flash floods, and it was kind of similar to this, but it was only one night, and it wasn't a hurricane. It was just kind of thunderstorms, flash floods on one night, and we were stranded at Toyota Center for a couple hours. They told people not to leave, and this is just obviously a much bigger version of that. The city doesn't drain well, and as far as the worst of it, just looking at the photos on social media, Facebook and Twitter, when you look at the highways, like the major highways, basically nobody can get around. Like, I might be able to get home today if I thought about it, but there's like no chance I would even consider that right now because I wouldn't be able to do so by highway. I mean, I'm looking at some of these photos, like the parks and everything are flooded, and there's like one. So there, Houston doesn't have that many, like I would say, iconic structures per se. But there is a, if people drive south into the city of Houston on 45, which connects Houston and Dallas and a few other cities, there's a sign called that has "Be Someone" graffitied onto one of the overpasses. And a lot of people, when they drive south into Houston, they see the sign, they see the skyline, everything. That area is basically submerged, like almost to the point of like the highway signs, if you can visualize that. So it's just, it's crazy, obviously, with the flooding. And hopefully, and the as you mentioned, the problem is that it seems like it's going to continue here the next 4 to 5 days.
Yeah, and I just I stayed at that new Marriott. I was speaking, and I was down there a couple of months ago. A gorgeous area. Yep. Minute Maid Park is right there. But so no Astros. Astros are playing the Rangers, and it looks like they're going to be playing in Arlington, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Astros are playing right this second against the Angels in L.A. And I'm guessing I saw some of the quotes from AJ Hinch. It sounds like they're going to fly to Dallas tonight and kind of sort it out. I'm guessing they. I think they, I haven't looked at the full schedule, but they have at least one home, one road series with Texas. So I'm guessing they might flip-flop the dates of those series. The Texans were in, I know sports is kind of on, obviously on the lighter side, but it is logistics. And so on that front, the Texans played in New Orleans last night. They flew to Dallas, and they're in Dallas, and they're not sure as of the information we got this morning a few hours ago when they're going to come back to Houston. The Dynamo, the MLS team, canceled their game last night. And another thing is there's a college football game that's scheduled for NRG Stadium next Saturday between LSU and BYU, and it sounds like that might be moved as well. Obviously, that's preliminary, so we'll see, but that's kind of what the scenario is on the sports front.
Wow, crazy. All right, stay dry, Mike. Wow, Sports Radio 610, Mike Meltzer. We wish you the best, and, of course, everybody in Houston. Thanks for coming on and painting the picture for us.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Kate.
It's interesting. The media is in kind of a quandary there in Houston. You heard his story. KHOU studios in Houston flooded out. So a station in Dallas took over and started simulcasting in Houston with their field reporters that were there. It's roads shut down, people in boats. I mean, they're on 45 going in boats trying to rescue people. It's no joke. I mean, it's unbelievable the things that I'm seeing, and the things that are being reported back are you know, make your hair stand up. But it's what's happened. It's what's happened in Houston. I mean, Houston is just underwater, under siege from the flood waters. And you've got all kinds of rescue workers headed to Houston. You've got the flooding that's hurt the hospitals. You have nursing homes that had to do whatever they could to scramble to get the people out of the nursing homes. I mean, what do you do? Floods are dangerous. Sometimes people think they can wait it out. People don't realize how quickly those cars can take off. And so often that's what happens. Somebody is killed in their car going somewhere, not realizing what's underneath and what happens when they suddenly get caught in a flash flood. It's horrific. There's just absolutely, you know, there's absolutely no way out. So it's a question of helping the victims and organizing, volunteering, donating blood, doing whatever you can. And, of course, in this nation, we're awesome at that. And there's a lot of people that are already stepping up in a very big way. In San Antonio, in shelters there, there were people who fled Harvey because of the floods. And they're also, you know, they're also there. And what is really interesting is a lot of flood victims who were, you know, who were desperate and knew that in trying to get rescued, there's so many people that need help. They went to social media. So Twitter And Facebook was incredibly helpful, where people would tweet out their address and would say where they were and how they were stuck. I mean, it was really interesting where there was one woman, and this has probably been put out a bunch of different times, but she said, I have a couple of kids with me. Water is swallowing us up. Please send help. Send her address. 911 isn't responding because, of course, they were overwhelmed. And then somebody saw it, realized that that's what people were doing, and went and helped them. Then there was another one where somebody tweeted out, my sister lives on this address. She's on the roof with her three kids. Please send help. And that's exactly what was happening, where they were saying, please send help. Here's where we are. Here's where we live. And they dispatched people, which was brilliant. It was great. There was people tweeting about a woman in labor in her attic alone because her house had taken on water. That is unbelievable. And they were talking about trying to figure out how they could assist her. What could they do? And, of course, so much of that was happening in the overnight hours into Sunday. And the dispatchers were so overwhelmed with the number of calls coming in, they were pleading with everyone not to call 911 unless you're in that catastrophic situation, because they wanted to be able to get to those people as quickly as possible that were on those roofs that needed help, that needed to be evacuated. And you saw, I mean, boats on their sides turned over, cars, things smashed and smashed to smithereens, because the winds in so many areas, especially Rockport, just crucified Rockport, Texas. Things were just shredded in apartment complexes, unrecognizable. People definitely up to their waist in trying to figure out ways to get out from wherever they were, in just terribly desperate situations. And you could see it because you would watch a truck go down like Interstate 10 and it was just slammed with water. It wasn't even moving. And just people walking through the streets. So certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people in Houston who are struggling with the horrible floodwaters, and reaching and trying to do whatever they can to find higher ground or find a safe place to be and get away from this. There's going to be so much rebuilding in that city, let me tell you. There were some other things that happened over the weekend. We'll dive into those as well, but we're going to hear from some more of the people in Houston that took on massive water and what that was like. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Impossible to live down there, so we had to run upstairs and hide out and try to find a solution on how to get out of here.
We've got a lot of calls coming in on Facebook right now. We're trying to get two people, and we're just trying to get everybody out of here safely right now so we can get other people that are families and kids and elder folks that need to get out of the house. So we're just doing our best to get everybody safe right now.
All right, so pretty much that's more of what we were hearing from the people in Houston that just were slammed by Hurricane Harvey, the flood part of it. That was the key thing. You know, even there's just so many stories, and I'm going to dive into a few other things as we move along the way, too. But four cruise ships carrying about 20,000 passengers were stuck at sea on Sunday because of all the torrential rain and flooding that was ravaging the coast of Texas. With the high winds and the flooding, there's just no way. The cruise ships, too, were due today. They couldn't do it. They couldn't pull them in. One of the ships, the Liberty of the Seas, is part of the Royal Caribbean fleet, was redirected to Miami because they knew, look, these people are stuck. There's about 4,400 people on board until they make port in Florida. And the cruise line is giving the all clear, really, to return to Galveston, because ships leave from Galveston. I've been to that port many, many times. I have family that lives in Bayou Vista, just across from Galveston. Royal Caribbean say that they anticipate the Liberty will be able to return back on September 1st. So they're just adjusting the travel schedules. The Liberty of the Seas also canceled the next sailing of the ship. It was supposed to leave August 27th, and they get refunded. They say it is the only ship that impacted their fleet, though. And of course, they hope the ships aren't able to make port because of the flooding, because it would be the people trying to get off the cruises would be unable to leave the island. So it would be dumping more people into a horrific situation that makes no sense. But what a nightmare for the people stuck in a weird situation where they had gone off on this holiday, come back at the wrong time, and their cars and everything else, who knows if they're floating somewhere or they're what happened, but they can't go back to them. So, you know, even the U.S. Coast Guard had to close a bunch of ports along the Texas Gulf Coast, including Houston, Galveston, Texas City, Freeport, and Corpus Christi, because they couldn't get in there. So lots of people have been rescued. That's the good news. Lots of people have been stranded as well. And it's just a question of re-racking, because they can't do much. You can't do much about that. You can't do anything. It's like Rockport. It's not, you can't even inhabit Rockport because they got the wind part of it. The hurricane damage just flattened so many buildings. So many people don't have a, they have to rebuild everything. Ceilings, leaking water, falling down, warehouses being ripped apart. An auto repair shop collapsing. You get the gist. Not good. Just had to be evacuated. There was no way you could stay there. In fact, they had the National Guard troops driving around in these Humvees and trucks to help rescue people who couldn't get out on their own. And there's even a curfew there, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So that's pretty much what we're looking at. All right, quickly, I'm going to tell you about a few other things that happened over the weekend. And believe me, there were other things that happened. But the focus is in the buzz in your backyard and mine, and really in my backyard, because so many people are being evacuated here, certainly is Harvey. That is the focus. The Dallas preparing for the biggest shelter because they realize how these people are in the flood of their lifetime and have to eventually get evacuated out, unless they're one of the few lucky people in an area where it's higher ground. But it is, as we heard, it is a bayou, basically. I mean, they make the joke about that. So, again, like New Orleans, in a bowl, it's not in a bowl, but it, with all the water around it, it can easily flood. So that's, you know, so that's what the deal is. Okay, let's move to a couple of other things that made a huge buzz, too, besides the water and the sadness of the people in Houston. Of course, the president is saying they'll get whatever they, you know, whatever they need. They'll do whatever they can. And to make matters worse, water had to be released from two dams near Houston because of what can they do? So you're going to have people that are going to be flooded for maybe up to 2 months. You're going to see gasoline prices, by the way, surge because Exxon had to shut down their huge refinery. In fact, a ton of refineries had to be shut down, and that's going to send everything soaring. And you'd say, well, who cares because of everything else that's happening, certainly to the people who are suffering, and that's what we care about the most with this flood. The other things that are on the mind of many include the president expected to lift this ban on the transfer of military equipment to police. So this is one of the things that had been talked about, that why are we not doing this? Why do we transfer some of the surplus equipment to the police departments? So the attorney general is going to outline, you know, he's going to outline this, I guess, in his address to the Fraternal Order of Police on Monday, and it would reverse an executive order made by the former President Obama that blocked the transfer of military armored vehicles, basically large caliber weapons and other heavy equipment, to the local police. He initiated that ban after Ferguson, Missouri, because they used heavy equipment when they were dealing with what was happening there in 2014. He said it made it look like the police, Obama did, were occupying force, and it made the divide worse. So that's when that kicked in. Now, that's another thing that Trump is going to reverse as far as the Obama policy, saying that it's better to have that equipment to respond to the local unrest. So that's, like I said, that's another reversal of something that was put out there by the Obama White House, and now that's getting reversed. This is a follow-up story. I got a ton of emails from many of you about this. Very sad, the USS McCain, the collision. The U.S. Navy says divers have recovered the remains of all 10 sailors, thank goodness now, that went missing after the McCain and an oil tanker collided near Singapore. That happened last week. And they've been searching flooded compartments of the destroyer, looking everywhere they could, and divers found the remains. So that's good news. They're still officially looking into that collision for exactly what caused it. But the man in charge was replaced, basically, because there have been too many military accidents or Navy accidents with ships in that area since the beginning of the year. But I think for families, anyway, here's the key thing. There is no closure. It is awful. But to have a body, to have that sense of knowing that, I think is huge, of course. And so thank goodness they were able to find them, because it was looking pretty tricky for days now on end. What happened? How come only a few are being found? I mean, the flooding, of course, caused the problem, but, you know, that had to be dealt with. And then the question of what's going on in the Navy. And there was a story in the New York Times that's getting a little bit of buzz and worth kind of exploring. Does really these deadly collisions between Navy destroyer ships and cargo ships in the last 3 months, is it because the Navy is operating with smaller crews and they don't have enough training? Is that what it is? So it seems unbelievable to me. But if you don't have the best trained guys, and then you all of a sudden get into a disaster or there's something they can't handle, then, of course, if the crew's exhausted, that makes sense. Downsizing, training, not complete training, gaps in the training, that could lead to that. So is the Navy going to commit to more training, more people, stop the downsizing? I mean, ships are constantly out there. As somebody who's married to a Navy guy and have family members who are in the Navy, that's the deal. That's what you do. And think about it. I guess the greatest example is Kim Jong-un. Every single time we have these missile tests, the ships start to move. The ships are moving around the clock. And that means if they're moving around the clock, because it's all about that, then you're going to have some tired people. And if you have a downsized crew, well, that can spell disaster. And so perhaps this is part of what's led to the problem. And is that changed? I don't know. Ultimately, do they come up with the money, figure out a way to re-rack that? You have to. You can't afford to keep having this happen, lose these lives, and have these ships cracked into the way they are. Because certainly that's not doing anyone any favors. And if they're needed and they're lagging, the fleet is lagging, and then, of course, you go to the money to open up and have to rebuild parts of the ship. So no good all the way around. Better to spend the money for the crew that you need. Absolutely. Hey, coming up, we're going to go to our mailbag and some more on Harvey and what's being said about it. The president, by the way, plans to visit Texas on Tuesday to survey the damage, which looks to be pretty extensive, you got to say that. How much? Well, we don't know. It's still going on, and there's still more rain that's coming down. But it's going to be extensive. There's no question. They're going to feel this, I think, in Houston probably for a couple of years. Stay with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yeah, rough day for certainly people in South Texas. I've been in touch with people that I know, and luckily they're okay at this point. But it's the unknowns that we keep talking about. Meaning, okay, dumping 9 trillion tons of water, rainfall could reach 50 inches. You know, why, this is the thing, why wasn't Houston evacuated? That's the question I want to know. Because I was looking at this on Thursday or Friday. In fact, we talked about this on America Tonight. And we talked about the possibility of how much rain could fall there. Like, no joke. It was really projected to be a nightmare, the amount of rain. And also the forecast was that Harvey was going to get stuck, that it was going to be stuck and it was going to circle around. So it was just going to hit and keep moving. It wasn't going to be a one-hit thing. It was going to circle back around and flood and flood and flood. Now, the governor's warning was about evacuating was different from the advice local and county officials had been saying to shelter and stay in place. The Houston mayor, Sylvester Turner, advised people not to evacuate on Twitter before the flooding happened. And then he tweeted shortly after a press conference advising people not to rush to evacuate and to think twice before leaving en masse. And no evacuation orders, they kept saying, had been issued for the city. So, and they said none was being considered. They were monitoring what was happening, what other people were saying, what was going on social media, what the rumors were. And, you know, that the mayor even said at one point, he talked to the author of one of the emails that he wrote on Twitter at the time to get a retraction. So when they're predicting 50 inches of rain and they're saying in Houston what could happen, they're telling you that way ahead of time. I don't understand. I mean, it's, you know, then there were things that said false. This is false. This is being circulated. This is false. But the decision not to issue a mandatory evacuation order, especially, I mean, after the horrific scenes of flooding, I mean, I guess once it floods, you can't put six million people on the road. So once you're in, you're stuck and it's horrific, but you're stuck. But why weren't they evacuated ahead of time? I mean, that to me is a shame. If that's the kind of water that was being predicted, at least telling people, here's the best predictions we know. There's a great chance it's going to be the worst storms in history. And they've been saying for days, it's a rain event, not a hurricane. Think hurricane and they think evacuation. So now there you go. Flooding. And we saw this from Katrina. What happened? We did the show from Biloxi, Mississippi. They were devastated by the wind. Houses were flattened. It was awful. But when we looked at what happened with Katrina for New Orleans, it was the flooding. It was devastating. All the people that died, all the things that happened, because they weren't thinking about the flooding. They weren't talking enough about the flooding. They weren't trying to evacuate way ahead of time. Wow. Oh. Frustrating to see this. My heart breaks for these people. In fact, a lot of you jumped on the email to send me your thoughts on Houston. That was most of over the weekend. That was most of the email I got. So let's head to the America Tonight mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
All right, this one is from Gary. He says, Kate, I know that you're a Texan. You live in Texas now anyway, and you understand about these scenarios and these situations. And, of course, when we all look at New Orleans and what happened there, boy, the chance of dodging flooding, especially when they're saying the amount of water that was going to come down, it's so surprising to me that that was not handled differently. Don't you think? Well, yeah, that's why I led into yours first. It is surprising because there was a little bit of confusion there. I'm the mayor of that city. I'm all over the weather. And yes, weather patterns can change. A swirl one direction hits, moves up, doesn't do what it was supposed to do, get boxed in. But guess what? It is doing what the weather people are saying. I was listening to this days ago where they were talking about the chance of that really being something that was going to be really horrific because it was going to swirl around and stay, and it wasn't going to move. So it wasn't going to move to other parts of Texas and move up through the rest of the country. So they got it right. A lot of these weather people, national weather people, got it right. And if they were saying, somebody says to me, well, where you live, there's a chance, geez, we don't know how much, but anywhere between, I don't know, 20 inches and maybe 50 inches of rain in a couple of days, I'm evacuating. And if I'm taking my chance, and so what if I evacuate and it doesn't, you know, and it doesn't matter and everybody's dry? Well, then that's a good thing. So I paid for a hotel or I stayed with some friends or I don't know what, because I know people that from Florida that do that. They evacuate. They know because they learn from some storms. If they think it's going to be bad enough, then it's okay, because then they can come back. And better to be breathing and come back than to be sitting in a place where the water is filling up around your head and you can't fight it. And you're just lucky if you survive. And then, because so many people are stranded, you're lucky if they can get to you. So now you're waiting it out on a roof somewhere while all this stuff is happening. Wow. Yeah, just insane, isn't it? Terrible. Luckily, social media did help people get rescued. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Sharon, and she says, Kate, I used to live in Houston, and we had some wicked storms in Houston, where maybe it even wasn't a flood. The weather got bad, and the water did get pretty thick, so it's not surprising to me that you would see, you know, that you would see the kind of flooding that we're seeing. It's sad for the people that are going to have to rebuild. It's great that we have such a giving nature and people will give and help and volunteer. But in the end, it's going to be about rebuilding and it's about survival for those that are trying to survive at this point. And Godspeed to all of those people. Then there's this one, Hal, who says, I can only imagine what it's like for those people in Houston, Kate, watching this catastrophic hurricane. Harvey is awful watching to see what's happening with them. And then it's like being on a horrible ride that you can't get off. And the fact that it's coming back around again to bite others is awful. Yeah, that's what happened. It settled over southeast Texas on Saturday after it hit landfall. And it had 100, at some points, it had parts, it had 130 mile-an-hour winds, flash floods, storm surges, all of that. And it's the first major hurricane is classified as a Category 3 or above to hit since Hurricane Wilma, and that's 2005. Then it weakened, but the problem was the flooding. The problem was the circling back. I'm going to keep saying that because the circling back is what made it so awful for Houston. And you even have, still even now, you have a couple of forecasts that are calling for, you know, 60 inches of rain. I mean, that's 5 feet of rain. 5 feet of rain. The utilities, tens of thousands of customers without power. Rockport, I already mentioned this, was just catapulted into chaos. Wow. High school collapse, all kinds of things happen. Do what you can to help the people of South Texas, my friends. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of ATN.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.